You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is December 24th, 2018. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Merry Christmas to you all out there in wet shaving world. Today on the show, we're going to talk about the Big Shave Southwest. That's right, 2019 is coming up. The Big Shave event is coming back. It's been announced. It's going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll talk a little bit about that. Some news from me, some stuff that's going to be affecting, well, not really affecting the podcast, but affecting me, and might make some sporadic shows coming up and might miss a few here and there for the next few months. So, also, more importantly, the 2018 year in review. This is something we do in the last show of the year. I've been doing this for 3 years. The last show, we like to review all of the shows. I put a little highlight of every show that we've had. And, well, it's hard to believe how much 2018 has really affected the wet shaving world lately, and how much has been done and how much has been changed in this year. And the way I can usually see that is when going over this actual episode, making it, it's like, wow, you know, I can't believe this happened, that happened. It feels like it was so long ago, but it really wasn't. And some stuff gets forgotten, some stuff gets is then remembered, and we can. It's just a good way to review the year, and for you guys and for myself, really, to have reminisce a little bit about what's happened this year. So that's good and that's fun. After that, this will be the last show of the year. We'll be returning back in January. And back to normal. We'll start off the new year with hopefully some new stuff coming out. A lot of stuff in the works. And the wet shaving world is getting to be very exciting. A lot of things have been kind of slowing down a little bit. Usually during the holidays, right around after Black Friday, you can see that, you know, the shave of the day is kind of slowed down. Everybody's really busy with traveling and stuff. So I would have to say that this December has been really, for me, it's been not so much wet shaving revolving around wet shaving, and I haven't seen too many things coming out or new items yet. So other than some seasonal soaps, it's been pretty quiet this winter. That's why we didn't do a winter seasonal special. But I can see 2019 being pretty big. So 2018 was a big year for wet shaving, big time, a good time for all of us. I think it was one of the bigger years with products coming and going that I've been doing this since 2010. So It was fun. It was definitely fun. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. And we'll talk about what's coming up with the cast as well. So guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right, this year, the Big Shave Southwest of 2019 is going to be held. The Big Shave event is going to be held in Phoenix, Arizona. Just announced the planning stage has started, and it looks like it's going to be a great event. But if you haven't signed up, if you're a vendor or anything like that, check it out. Douglas Smythe is heading this up again, as he's done for the last several years. The Big Shave event did start in 2015 in Pasadena, California, and has since been there twice, in Florida once, and now coming to Phoenix, Arizona. Guys, I've been to one of these events. It's a lot of fun. I went to the last Big Shave event. Actually, I think it was three times in California. I'm sorry, I forgot. I think I missed one. But it's a lot of fun. You know, it really is a great event. It's a big time thing. You get to see a lot of people you get to talk to online and stuff. It's fun. It's definitely worth the trip. So start planning now, guys, for the Big Shave event in 2019. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself going on now, why it's missed a show or two. A lot of things happening in my life, so it's going to maybe delay things here and there, but it shouldn't. I love doing the podcast. I'm going to continue doing this. My wife and I are moving. We have purchased a new home in another town, so we will be moving in the month of January. So that might take some things down a little bit, a notch or so. We are working on the house, getting it ready for us now. We've already purchased it and ready to go. So we will be moving the Wet Shaving Talk platform just slightly farther south in Florida. And also, a big announcement for me and for my wife is that my wife is actually pregnant, and she is going to be having our first child in May. So that's another thing. Very excited. Hopefully, a future wet shaver in the works here. Don't know if it's a boy or girl. Yeah, I'll figure that out. Actually, tomorrow on Christmas Day, they'll be doing a gender reveal. So very exciting for me as well, guys. So big year for me coming up here, 2019. I don't think I could ever be any happier than I am right now and ecstatic. But one thing is for sure, a couple of people have been, my friends have been asking me, you know, that know about this. You know, am I going to continue doing what I do? and I have no plans of slowing down because, you know, with podcasting, it's really, it's not too difficult for me since I don't do the interviews or anything. I don't have to worry about scheduling. It's difficult time-wise to build a show sometimes, but for me, it's more along the lines of like, okay, I can do this stuff at night or in the morning, and I don't mind because I'm a workhorse. I work a lot of hours, and I can do a lot of things. So, I mean, I will continue to do the podcast this year, regardless of what happens. So, just letting everybody know that. I know the rumor went out there that, oh, I might maybe shutting things down or whatever, but no, I have no intentions of doing that. So, big news for me. I appreciate all the kind love and everything from my friends and family. It's just been, you know, something that I've been wanting. You know, having a child and moving has been something we've been talking about for a while, and it's just, it's all happening now. So it's really, really exciting for me, and I couldn't be any happier. So with that being said, let's go with the 2018 year in review. All right, guys. So remember in January, we discussed January 8th was our first show of the year. And that was when we talked about the Lamb Tallow Soap from Grooming Department. Great soap. Remember we talked about that. A review of the Starling Razor from PAA. I remember Straight Razor Place changed names. And then we talked about it was around that time when the whole thing with the BBS One. Believe it or not, that was 2018 when we talked about the BBS One coming back, not coming back, whatever. That was all happening then. So January 22nd, that was another show where we talked about antiquing and how it can save you money. We also talked about how to make a pre-shave oil. Then on the 19th of February, we discussed our barbershops disappearing, and we saw that B&M, Barrister Man, decided to discontinue their lather line, if you remember that line. For you guys who have been around a long time, that was a big deal. And we talked about the new Bufflehead soap that came out back in November and how to make your own aftershave. All right, so also March 5th was a great show as well. Because we talked about shaving literature, all the books and stuff, and there was a bunch of links of books, and we had to actually do this in two episodes, this show and the next show, because there's so much information. And we had the new Toggle announced by Janice Razors. They're talking about the Toggle. Really cool stuff, because I just talked to the guy from Toggle, from Janice, I'm sorry, actually a couple days ago, regarding the new razor, and the prototypes are ready. So 2019, you're going to see that new Toggle coming out with prototypes, and you're going to see some reviews from quite a few wet shavers, so be on the lookout for that as well. And we also talked about using a sponge when shaving with a straight razor. It's a great technique. If you haven't tried it, definitely highly recommend it. All right, then we moved along to, when we went to March, we discussed more shaving literature, right? And we also talked about the Persona, aka BBS Zero. That's that Persona British razor that looked like the BBS One. It's kind of like a tech design. It was one of those razors they gave away in first class flights when you flew internationally back, I don't know, probably in the 60s, 70s maybe. And it was just like probably one of the better performing vintage razors I've ever tried. It's I made a video and everything for it. It's in there. Remember Shaver Heaven returned, and they returned back in March. And then they kind of went away back in like June or July, I think. He decided to shut down again. And we also discussed some St. Patrick's Day products, as that was becoming a big trend. There was some Irish coffee scents and some Irish spring type scented soaps as well. On April 2nd, the new Mongoose razor was announced. That new Mongoose injector razor. If you don't remember, that razor was out with some regular injector blades that came out. And we talked about replicating razor designs. Was it right or wrong? Was it right to take a design from the past and redo it? And if you remember, we talked a little bit about how just about every double-edged razor that came out has been a copy of Gillette's design. So is it right or wrong? Or, you know, is it right to take credit for taking an old design and making it your own? And, you know, it was kind of like a yes or no, yes and no type thing. We also reviewed some Mike's Natural Soap. You know, Mike is an artisan that's been around for a very long time, since 2011 or 2010, I believe. He's one of the first artisan soaps that I've ever tried, and still a pretty solid performer, and I enjoy using his stuff as well. Also, in April, we talked about Old Town Shaving and how they were closing. One of the brick-and-mortar shops that it was very popular in Pasadena, California. I was lucky to go there during the Big Shave West in 2017, sorry. And I got to go to it. It was a blast. It was a great place. And I really enjoyed being there. And I was kind of always talking about going back the next time I go to California and unfortunately will not be able to do so because they decided to retire and shut down. And also we talked about, do you need brush cleaning soaps, about the different types, and is it important, do you need it, not. We reviewed Derby Blades, and we talked about also a Rockwell T update. Lots of you guys who are out there with Rockwell T, Model T, guys were always, I was getting so many emails about, hey, can you help me out? Can you find out what's going on? And they're finally out, and they're coming out slowly but surely. So that was something that I think for the last 3 years we've all been waiting for, or 2 years we've all been waiting for. All right, so April 30th, we talked about some of the Gillette Double Ring. We also talked about wet shaving raffles. Are they worth it? Is it worth playing raffles and spending all that money, or is it worth just buying it outright? The Too Faced or Bowl Lather, that was a big one. And we also reviewed Katie's Bubbles, a tonsorial parlor, which is more of an old-fashioned 1800s type scent, which I thought was really nice and definitely different. In May, we talked about the new series from West Coast Shaving and demand versus supply. Are prices out of line for stuff on eBay? Remember, this was about the time when everything was spiking up and going, and value of things was going crazy. It has since slowed down. I can tell you right now, I've seen Wolfman razors going from $1,000 in 5 seconds on eBay down to the other day one selling for $475. So, I mean, has the demand gone down yet? This is something we'll talk about the first week of 2019, because I think it's starting to slow down a little bit. And what to bring for out-of-country travel. I was in Europe in May, so I remember what to bring. We talked about bringing not stuff that performs well, but that's not too expensive. You know, stuff you can live without if you lost or can replace. All right, in June, I had my second trip to Pasteur's Pharmacy, and there's some pictures and stuff. That was a fun time as well. The best polish for your razors. We reviewed three different polishes for your razor to keep your razors clean. And we also talked about Wolf Whiskers brushes, which is an awesome. You know, Peter Wolf is a great guy. He does great work with brushes. And I just got my new Wolf brush a couple of weeks ago. And I can tell you right now, the quality and the craftsmanship of it is just getting better. He's just getting better at his job. So if you haven't bought a Wolf Whisker in a long time, or have never tried one, I highly recommend it, because his work is getting much better. It's not, I mean, it was very good to begin with, but it's really getting fine-tuned. All right, and then the next show, in June 25th, we talked about summer products and what to look for and when to let go of products. You know, when do you start selling them off? You know, when do you get rid of them? You know, with soaps and stuff, they go bad after a certain amount of time, or they start losing their scent. What do you do with it? When do you make that decision? All right, in July 9th, we talked about Made in the USA razors. This was a big, big, big episode for me, because I got a lot of emails, a lot of feedback on it. You know, we were talking about Made in USA razors, how many are made here, and then some people were just like, oh, you know, include all artisan-made razors. And I was like, yeah, you know what, that's a great idea, and we'll do that in 2019. We also talked about how do you store your shave products, and we reviewed the Razor Rock Game Changer, which, if you haven't tried that, guys, that razor was very big in 2018. It was huge trying to get one. It was a CNC machine stainless steel razor that performs excellently. I mean, it's just great. And it was a price at well under $100, which was even better. On the 23rd, we had an interview with Mantic with Timeless Razors. And we also talked about patina on bronze, to keep it or not to keep it. You know, patina forms on most metals, and you keep it or you keep it clean. Also, that new BBS One video came out, and that was a big one as well. And we had some pictures from listener shaved ends as well. Moving along to August, guys, this is a big month as well. The new razors from Paradigm, PA, and Fine Marvel were all announced. Raw Shaving came out really big in that month. The Wickham Shave Soap Company, we talked about them as well. And we saluted the Brush and Soap Blade Podcast, because we thought they were shutting down. And at the time, Rick was shutting down his podcast for a little while and decided to come back. We also talked about the top questions asked by listeners and what people ask the most. And that's when we discussed that the Model T was one of the biggest questions that I did receive, one of the most questions that I've received. August 20th, we talked about the new Injector Razor by PAA. Mantic had an interview with Chatelon. Chatier Lux. I can't believe I can't say this, and I work in the wine business. I might have spelled it incorrectly, but also the Dollar Store DE razor we talked about as well. And that was that razor you can get at the Dollar Tree or Dollar Store for $1, and actually performs really well, guys. If you haven't tried, it's well worth the dollar. September 3rd, we talked about Local Gent closing up shop. That was a vendor for a while. and they made some artisan products. I did pick up a few things from them over the years, but they've decided to shut down, and they're no longer producing anything, really. Mantic's interview with Shannon Soaps, which was pretty cool. And we also talked about the Naked Armor Straight Razor set, which was one of those $80 sets in a big box. Nice razor, pretty good shave, probably, you know, definitely worth $80, but not much more than that, in my opinion. The 17th of September, we talked about the Ascension from PA, which was a twist DOC, like adjustable razor, and the Fine Marvel, that new razor from Fine Accoutrements came out around that week as well. We reviewed the Paradigm, the version 2 of Titanium. And then just talking about how to keep up with the trends in wet shaving, how hard it is to keep up with the trends and how people try and try to do that and just why is it worth it or not worth it. Also in October, we talked about, starting in October, we talked about the WR2 from Wolfman. This was the new razor. That's something that we talked about. Everybody talked about wet shaving for the whole year prior, right? Oh, is Wolfman coming out with a razor like the BBS1 again? Yes and that. Well, it only took 10 months and it came out. The WR2, which is slightly different than the BBS1. It's still available and still being made. You can do different gaps. You can do different comb types. It's a pretty awesome razor. I was able to get one on one of the first, I think the second release. And it is definitely a performer. And we also had the fall seasonal special. That is the biggest show of the year. That is the hardest show to produce. And it has all the fall seasonal products. This year, I think coming up for 2019, just a side note, I'm going to wait a little longer to do it. I like to do it early October because I want everybody to get a chance to buy it and have it before Halloween. But unfortunately, a lot of the vendors, they came out with the stuff right after the show, so I missed a few things and I wasn't able to add it back on because the show was already, you know, produced and done. So next year, I think what we're going to do is we'll definitely hold off on that and wait until about closer to Halloween. All right, and then we moved along in October. This is a 3-show month, so it's a pretty big month for us here at the Wet Shaving Talk podcast. We talked about the most valuable safety razors of 2018. The Rocknell Elite Special Edition of 2018 came out. The One Blade Hybrid came out, if you remember that. That's part plastic, part metal. And we talked about Bay Rum, yay or nay. Is that something that you want or do not want? Is it something you like or don't like? Does your wife like it? Does your wife not like it? Significant other, etc., etc. Also, we talked about the Supply 2.0 injector razor. I was able to get my hands on one and shave with one. Not bad at all. Nice razor. Definitely a nice razor. October 29th, this was the show right before Halloween. We talked about your favorite Halloween products, and the PAA Doppelganger series came out then. Hallows, we reviewed B&M Hallows, which took a hiatus from 2017 and came back in 2018. So I'm very glad that came back. And then in November, we talked about, we had our anniversary edition, 3 years of podcasting. The new single edge razor from Paradigm came out. And we reviewed the Simpson Chubby 2 Best Badger, great brush. A little bit on the pricey side, around $175, $150, but guys, it is definitely worth it. Definitely one of the better brushes out there. I'm a big fan of Simpson products, and I have never owned one up until this year, and I'm really impressed with them, and I'm going to definitely, you know, continue to purchase Simpson brushes here and there. All right, and then moving along, guys, that was, we had one more show in November. We talked about the end of an era, which was Straight Razor Designs, decided to close up shop, and Lynn Abrams decided we saluted him because he decided to retire. If you don't know Lynn Abrams, he is the guy that started the whole wet shaving world online. He's the one that brought everybody together with the first group. It was a Yahoo group, and then built it up to Straight Razor Place and one of the bigger forums out there. He decided to retire this year, so this was it. This was a salute to him. And the Black Friday sales, were they the best ever in wet shaving? There were some huge sales out there from different vendors. It was probably one of the best ever I've ever seen, and the most sales going on for the longest amount of time. And also, we went over the 2018 Sharpologist Gift Giving Guide. Whew, that's a long one, guys. That's a lot of talking. But so I'm going to cut this one a little short today, not too much short. But all I want to do is I want to wish you guys a happy new year and a safe and merry Christmas, happy new year, happy holidays. And I hope you all have had a great 2018 because I really did. And I'm really looking forward to 2019 and what it brings us with the wet shaving world. I think, you know, every year I've been doing this podcast and been in this hobby. You know, it's always been a different year. Always new stuff comes out. And it's really interesting. It's just a lot of fun. So, guys, I wanted to thank you again in advance for all of the comments, all of the emails, all of the you know, all the times that you listen, because it really means a lot to me. It's a lot of fun. That's what keeps me going for this podcast, and just keeps it. I mean, that's what keeps anything going, really. But it really is really special to me. So, guys, I really enjoy it. I enjoy that you guys enjoy it, and you know, I'll continue to do this for as long as I can. And you know, just if you have any ideas for shows or anything like that, always feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. All right, guys. So our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, which your father didn't teach you about shaving. I'd like to special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything he does in the wet shaving world. And most of all, you guys, the listeners. Don't forget to check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com. And feel free to email me at any time at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Our next show will be the 7th of January of 2019. Until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.